Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to the Bucher and Friends podcast, co-starring 10-year NFL veteran and Super Bowl champion, Will Blackman.
Manning from the end zone, he throws, and it's a deflect away, and it is picked off by Will Blackman, the former Giant.
Tim Dwight watches it hit, bounces, picks it up at the 10, slips a defender, fumble the football, it's up for grabs, it's covered in the end zone by Will Blackman for a Green Bay touchdown!
And now, here is your host.
Let's send it over to Rick Bucher.
Rick Bucher.
Welcome to another contentious episode of Bucher and Blackman, subsidiary of Bucher and Friends, part of the United We Cast Network. I'm Rick Bucher. You can see me on FS1. Boy, can you see me on FS1. I'm there all week. I'm getting sick of myself on TV, to be honest with you. You can read me on Bleacher Report, and you can follow me on Twitter, at Rick Bucher. You can also listen for me. I'm an Entercom insider. So I may be appearing on a radio station near and dear to your heart locally or on Fox National as well. He's Will Blackman, NFL vet, Super Bowl champ. You can find him on Twitter at Will Blackman, WILLBLACKMON. All right, Will.
Join the club.
Join the club what?
You said you're sick of seeing yourself on TV.
Oh, wow. Okay, shots fired. you said that that's why nobody likes me because, what was it? Well, I started laughing when I said, I was talking about the things that I want to get to, and we will get to Isaiah Thomas finding a home, 1-year deal with the Washington Wizards, and we'll get to the latest on Kawhi and the rumblings of him going to the Lakers, and if Kawhi and LeBron both win a third title with a third team, what is it going to mean for their respective legacies? And is Kawhi going to be adding to LeBron's, to his own, to what? We'll continue. We'll get into that conversation. But I mentioned that the Warriors are planning to retire KD's number 35,
and I laughed,
and you said that's why nobody likes you. So I'm not sure who they are, but why do you think
I told you who they are?
Everybody but professional athletes.
Anyone who's not a professional athlete is not like you, apparently. I see it on my feed. I see the slander on my feed. I'm like,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm like, Rick's a nice dude. Like, what?
Yeah. Well,
I don't know. You know what it is? Maybe you got like this like Northeast sarcasm. Chuckle.
Even though I'm from the Midwest.
Snarkiness. Yeah, you could be from the Midwest. That's fine. My wife is from California, but she has like some kind of East Coast attitude. I don't know what it is. So she felt right at home, you know?
I went to school in the East. I lived in the East for a time. And so lived in D.C. for a time. I've lived all over. So I don't know. Whoever wants to reject me, and whoever wants to claim me as one of their own, I'm an equal opportunist when it comes to that. So you can have that. I've jumped back into the reporting breaking news game a little bit here, not intentionally, but as a result of stuff that I've been working on and some of the relationships I have. And basically, you know what? A big part of it is not doing a radio show for 3 hours every day. I did not realize how much time that consumed and how much it took me away from just being able to have conversations and to work on a variety of things. So as a result, I'm a little more plugged in than I've attempted to be in a few years. And in that time, it's interesting to me how people on social media, if you deliver news that they don't like, and this has become a trend, I think, across the board in other subjects as well, is that people either say it's fake news, they call you a liar or a clown or whatever. They kill the messenger. It goes back to Shakespearean times. And you don't like what's being said, well, it's the fault of the person who said it. And so it's funny. I had dinner with Colin Cowherd, and we just talked about this, and he told me about
name drop. Have a drink.
So and Will Blackman obliges. So he was training for a marathon, and rainstorm came, and he and a couple of the guys that he was running with got stuck under an overhang, and it was really coming down, and they couldn't go anywhere for like 30 minutes. And one of the guys was a therapist, and he had just started doing radio in Portland. And the therapist said, "So how do you like it?" And he goes, "Well," he goes, "Man, it's okay, but God, do I get a lot of hate mail?" And he said, "You mean fan mail?" And there was something that clicked for Colin. He was like, "Oh yeah, that's right. Love or hate, it's all fan mail." So come to look at it all in the same way too. Like I love the guys who go, who look at my Instagram, and I've never tried to really elevate my Instagram. And now for some reason it's being elevated. There's more, I'm getting more and more followers, but it's a pittance of, I've never paid that much attention to it.
Cut it out.
What? I haven't. It's a different type of storytelling or communication. It's more through photos. And I've never been a photo guy because I've always felt like if you're busy taking photos, you're not in the moment experiencing actually what's going on. That's always been kind of my thinking. So even when I'm like, there's situations where to promote the podcast, I should also always be taking a selfie when I'm doing it with a guest. I generally forget to do that. And afterward, I'm like, damn it.
I took care of you when I came into LA.
Yes, you did. Oh, no, you did. See, but I think that you are, not to be ageist here, but you are of a generation that is more attuned to snapping photos.
No, maybe I just get it. Maybe you're just an old ass MF-er and you just don't get it, you know?
Well, or that. I choose to think it's something else, but thank you. In any event, you have a look on your face now like I insulted you somehow. I was actually complimenting you.
No, I don't feel insulted.
Okay.
I feel great. I told you, I'm awesome over here.
Was there a reason you felt it necessary not to insult
me? I'm awesome right here.
As
I sip my Bordeaux.
Yes, exactly. Another sniff of the vino. All right. So I want to start with this KD and the Warriors. He played 3 years for them.
I know. I saw people going off like 3 years of service and you retire his jersey. What is this?
You know what it is?
Not only 3 years of service, but they won one without him.
You know what it is? It's in parentheses. Please don't sue me. That's what it is. We're KD. We love you. Do you know how much we love you? We love you. Don't sue us.
Don't sue us.
And now I don't know whether he's ultimately going to follow that road. I've had a attorney. Let me throw this by you. Let me run this by you. So there's an attorney out there who's been making the case that he's been sending me emails, and I guess he talked to Darren Rovell, but he's really beating the drum on this idea that KD has a $1 billion lawsuit waiting to activate if he so chooses, or to file. Should we have the attorney on the podcast?
Yeah.
Why? Well, I mean, we can't just have anybody on the podcast. I mean, I'm just not... Some guy writes an email and comes up with an idea and like we just throw him on. I mean, you want to do that? We could.
it's dangerous waters, but I embrace all.
Yeah, I know you do. Except old MFers who don't know how to.
Nah, you are that. Embraced. Trust me, you are embraced. I can be real with you. That's why we're cool. Man. I can keep it real, and you're gonna keep it pushing, man. You're good.
Cool. All right. So I'll find this. I'll set this attorney up, and we'll have him on the podcast.
But you talk to this man first, though. You talk to him.
Yeah,
first.
I will. I'll vet him. I'll vet him before I let him anywhere near you. Okay. All right. So, how do you feel? As an athlete, as Will Blackman, seeing Kevin Durant get his number retired.
I mean, right now it's like way too soon.
Yeah. I mean, wouldn't it be too soon no matter what?
It would be, yeah. I mean, that's something that
Do you really think he warrants having his number retired by the Golden State Warriors? That's what it comes to. Whether it's now or later, at any point. 3 years of service, 2 championships, voluntarily walks out the door and says, it was real, but I'm on.
Right, you passed up a contract.
Yeah.
And left.
Yeah.
Like, he's not through and through like a warrior. I don't look at him as a warrior.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I just feel as if you're going to see that Warriors fans are going to see that number up in the rafters, and they're going to have very mixed feelings about it being up there. I don't know that everybody is going to embrace it. You put it up, and you're going to put it up there with Curry's number. You're probably going to put it up there with Klay's number. Might put it up there with Draymond's number, right?
When I think of the Golden State Warriors, I think of Stephen Klay. Yeah, KD came in there, did his thing, and held it down, but...
So does this mean they're going to retire KD's number, but they're not going to retire Iguodala's number? Iguodala, you could argue, has done more service for them, and yet they sent him down the river to Memphis. We know how they feel about him. They didn't say, hey, by the way, you're probably going to get traded next week, but you know what? We're going to retire your number, and we thank you for all your service. Nah, that didn't happen. It's a bizarre. I feel like the Warriors are in a very emotional state right now.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right.
It's weird though. It's just way too soon. Like, why would you announce that? Like, what is
it? Well, honestly, I feel as if they are still recovering from everything that's transpired over the last month. They are recovering from Klay blowing his ACL. They are recovering from failing at the three-peat. They are recovering from KD rupturing his Achilles and then saying sayonara. And I believe that what they're recovering from Andre Iguodala throwing their medical staff under the bus.
Like, I'd say what, though? Like, apparently he knew before he went on tour that he was going to get traded. Like, they told him, like, this is what's up. If KD doesn't take it, then
yes,
it's going to be a wrap.
They told him he was going to be moved. They didn't tell him he was going to be moved to Memphis.
But why is it in particular you're on this Memphis thing?
Because generally what you do when a guy has been good to you is you work out where he wants to go. Now, maybe, just maybe, and I haven't talked to Andre. I don't have any inside information on this yet. Maybe they did it. Andre knows that the Grizzlies are going to waive him. Although I would hope that if the Grizzlies were going to waive him, then again, maybe it can't be official until July 6th for some reason. A lot of these deals, I don't know why his would be, because that's a trade for a pick, a future pick. But maybe it doesn't get official until July 6th. And once we get to July 6th, then he will automatically be waived and he can go to the team of his choice. And so he's party to this. Memphis is going to be a bad team, so their pick is going to be... I have to take that back, because Memphis isn't giving up a pick. The Warriors are sending their pick to Memphis. Nah, that... Then they just sent him... They sent him to Memphis just to... I don't know. I hope he's party to it, and I hope Memphis said, hey, we'll take the pick, and we'll take him into our cap space, because if... I mean, why wouldn't New York, I would think, would want to do that? Any number of teams would want to do that.
Yeah, the KD retirement jersey thing is so suspect. Because I think Jordan, they retired the first time he retired.
Yeah.
Yeah, like in 94. They retired it.
I just, the idea.
And this is Jordan, though. That's rightfully so. Yeah, do ASAP.
Yeah.
He is Mr. Chicago Bull, ASAP.
Right.
KD.
That's understandable. Yeah. I'm telling you, that it's everything the Warriors are doing right now seems like they're shell shocked and reactive.
At least they got Looney back.
They did. 3 years, $15 million.
I thought he'd get 15 a year from somebody else.
I didn't know if it would be 15, but I thought he might get the mid-level exception. I thought it would be 9, 10 a year. He did tell me when I talked to him sometime during the playoffs, we talked about this subject, and he said that he would take a little bit less to stay with the Warriors, that he appreciated where he was.
Yeah, I bet.
He will. But $5 million a year?
He's going to make way more than he's already making.
Yes. Yeah. And
he's in a good situation where he has a good role, and he's like, hey, I'm with Steph and Clay. Like, come on.
Yeah, but look, there's no Clay for this year until March.
Until the spring.
And then it'll be interesting to see what he is when he gets back. Defensively, I have real questions about them. I would be careful in running Steph into the ground. I'd be careful about running Draymond into the ground. It just, I guess, just seeing all the things that have happened to them and the way they've conducted themselves in the last month is such a departure from the image. I mean, they were royalty. They were the franchise that everybody looked up to. They had the house at the top of the hill.
They still got the house.
No. Well, they still got the house. It's not at the top of the hill. It slid.
It's not the top of the hill.
There was an earthquake. There was a landslide. It's on a shaky foundation right now.
Would you say revenue-wise, KD made a huge difference? Because right now on the Forbes list, they are the number three richest franchise.
That's a good question.
And I think they weren't even top 10 like 3 years ago.
Yeah. I'm sure he has a part in it. Without question. Like, but the franchise collectively has been so successful and Steph is so popular that it's the one team where I would say when LeBron left Cleveland and went to Miami, it cut the value of the franchise.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Guys in half. I don't think KD is having that kind of impact on the Warriors. But $100 or so million or more of an impact? Yeah, I would think.
You know what's even more weird? You know what's even more weird than the KD retirement jersey?
What's that?
Is when Miami Heat retired Jordan's number.
That was weird too. That was weird.
Okay.
Yeah. There's been some weird stuff that's happened.
That was weird.
I agree.
There was nothing affiliated.
Yeah.
Miami and Jordan. Nothing.
He probably had a good time on South Beach a couple times, but other than that, yeah, nothing. I don't know. All right. Isaiah Thomas finds a home.
That's weird too.
1 year with the Wizards. Why 1 year?
Is that depth?
Yes, he's going to be a backup. Beal? He's going to be a backup point. Beal? What's that? No, I think he'll be. Well, that's a good question. Who's the? I would think that they're going to have him as a point guard, and they said that they were signing him as a backup. John Wall is obviously injured, so.
I like Whiteside going to Portland. I like that right there for Portland.
That is an inspired move. Because I love their culture. I'm not sold on Hassan Whiteside. I'm not even sold that he's going to come around and he'll be better than.
But sometimes just being around, like you said, the culture.
Yep. No, it's worth the gamble, for sure.
It is definitely worth the gamble. No question about it.
Because his contract is coming up too. So I'm looking at all the guys on this roster, on this Washington Wizards roster, and I got to tell you, I don't know. They said he's a backup, but he's going to be a backup to Isaac Bonga, or look at the other guys listed on here. Chasen Randall. Well, and obviously John Wall's hurt. So, but here's the thing. So he's had hip surgery, and we know what he was before. He's 5'9", generously. I just don't see a way in which a guy that size after hip surgery is going to come anywhere close to what he was previously. I thought that what he was in Boston, which was the high point, was as much manufactured by Brad Stevens and the team that they had around him that allowed him to shine and play that particular star role. He barely played with the Denver Nuggets. I wish it was a different ending to this, but I just don't feel as if we're going to see Isaiah Thomas in any significant kind of a role again. And I don't know if you have any experience with anybody who's had that kind of an injury and has come back and been notable again in your sport or in basketball or in any. But a hip injury is, I think, second only to an Achilles injury when you look at it and go, this is an injury that no NBA, no basketball player wants to have.
Huh. Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to think. My trainer had hip surgery because he said he got a recommendation from a tennis player. Mm-hmm. But now I think of tennis right now, Andy Murray, he's the last person I could think of an elite athlete who had hip surgery who's doing better now.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
The people I know that have had hip surgery
are in an old folks home.
Well, I wasn't going to say that because some of them aren't. But one I know in particular who is not. But tennis is one of the sports that they can continue to play as opposed to the other ones. I don't know what that means as far as maybe somebody who plays tennis, one of our listeners can let us know. But I see where your hips, you're not doing as much swivel and explosive moves, I would think, as you are in some other sports. But I'm out of my depth here because I'm not a tennis player. My wife is, but I'm not. All right. The biggest element that I wanted to get to is Kawhi Leonard. The drum beat is getting louder and louder that Kawhi Leonard is going to wind up with the Lakers. The Clippers, the latest is that they feel that they're in the third position for Kawhi, which is going to be really disappointing for Jerry West and the Clippers because they hung their hat on getting him. Toronto still gets a meeting with him and still has a chance to sell him on why he should come back, maybe on a short-term deal. But everything is pointing toward him joining the Lakers. So I wonder for you, because we've often talked about LeBron, is this a plus or a minus for LeBron James to have Kawhi Leonard come join him with the Lakers?
It's a plus. I believe it's a plus just because LeBron plays well with other big stars. He knows how to elevate everyone's game around him, and he knows how to win. So for him, it's a plus. This is nothing new. He's been doing this.
Yeah,
he did it twice and got a ring both times he did it. So
we've talked a lot about, obviously you feel that MJ, there's no comparison between LeBron and MJ. MJ has accomplished more. If there's a GOAT, it's Michael Jordan.
It's just different, you know.
If LeBron wins a third title with a third different team, does it change the equation for you at all?
No, I still will forever think Jordan is the greatest, and how he changed the game, just simply his pure dominance. As he stayed in one place and truly took over. And there are so many Hall of Famers who are ringless because of Jordan. Even when you watch the stories and the documentaries of the greats, you know, like Larry Bird and Magic and all those guys, you know, they like, hey, we passed the torch to Jordan. You know, there were coaches that were afraid of Jordan. There were players that were afraid of Jordan. Every time you hear any story about Jordan, it's like, don't piss him off. Like, don't tick him off. You know, it was just that the notion of being feared is why I think he is the greatest. And, you know, I always bring it to football. Tom Brady is the most feared quarterback because you've seen him do everything. You've seen him do the impossible in the most clutch moments. In the Super Bowl versus Atlanta, they were down 28-3, and there was Atlanta could have took a knee the rest of the game and still won. That is a fact. And some way, somehow, Brady and the Patriots figured it out. And with Jordan, you just always knew that when it mattered, he's like, everybody get out of the way. You just knew it was going to happen. You just knew it.
It's funny that you bring that up because I feel as if I don't recall Michael ever handing the torch over to LeBron.
He barely handed it to Kobe.
Yeah. He kind of
handed it to Kobe, but didn't say it.
Yeah.
Because he's like the only person that could ever beat me one-on-one would be Kobe.
But
the reason Kobe could beat me is because Kobe stole all my moves. That is on tape.
Yeah.
If I was in my prime, who would I want to play one-on-one with? That list is very long. I start off with Jerry West, Elgin Baylor, Kobe Bryant in his prime, LeBron in his prime, D-Wade in his prime, Melo. That's a good start.
Yeah.
I don't think I lose. Other than Kobe Bryant because he steals all my moves.
But he's gone out of his way not to recognize LeBron James in the same way, which I find fascinating. And I, in a way, I understand it, because as great as LeBron has been, he doesn't have the same DNA as Jordan.
Right.
Kobe does.
Like physically, the greatest physical specimen in all of basketball is LeBron.
Yes.
Like physically gifted. It's not even close.
And then you throw in his durability.
Exactly.
And landslide. Yes.
Landslide.
Greatest physical being that we've ever seen in the NBA. I would concur with
in
that.
Right, because he can play all five.
Wilt Chamberlain was, and I long made comparisons. Like those two, I felt, are very similar.
Yeah, and I would say even a young Shaq. Like when Shaq came in and he would go coast to coast.
My boy, he was, man.
That's what I'm saying. Everybody get out of the way.
You couldn't do anything with that.
You had no chance. But that's what it comes
Thank
down
God
to.
Thank God he could make free throws.
Yeah, I know, right? He would average 80 if he did. Like, it just comes down to that, just that mindset in terms of how Jordan was, how he was feared and respected, and how he just inspired everybody. Like, a lot of people are who they are now because of Jordan.
Yeah.
Everybody wanted to be Jordan. You know, and even, you know, I love watching, you know, once again, the interviews of guys who have played against. That's the funny thing too, is like we have all these fans and everybody going on and on and on, but everyone keeps disregarding the guys who have been in the fire.
Yeah. No, that's the funniest part for me, is when you hear guys talk about playing against Jordan, and then I have some guy who's bringing up stats and telling me. Yeah, but you know, LeBron's efficiency.
Right. Or even Kobe. Like Iverson said, like everyone's talking about LeBron and Jordan. Like, did y'all forget Kobe?
Yeah.
Kobe was a straight killer, man.
He was.
Like, just like, come on now. Like, and it's funny because I'll post something football related on my Twitter, and I'll say exactly what happened. The play, the situation, the communication. What was going on, and then fans would jump in like, this was this kind of route. No, this kind of route. And they are arguing about what's going on. I'm like,
Right.
I'm in the play. Well,
and that's why when you ask, like, people, the grief that I get on social media, that's why I don't take it seriously.
I don't take it. I enjoy it. I think it's hilarious because yes. I'm like, I would never, I said this before, I would never argue with somebody and be like, man, that dude doesn't hit. He doesn't, dude, a box, talk about a boxer. That boxer doesn't hit that hard. Tyson doesn't hit that hard.
Dude, it's like you or me debating a doctor on how to treat, how to perform an ACL surgery.
No, I know how to repair that. Some doctors don't. Some doctors don't. I'm going to tell you right now. Some doctors don't. I've been there. I'll win that argument.
Okay, I picked. Let me see. I'll come up with something else.
I'll win that argument in a heartbeat.
All right. All right. It's like arguing with Bobby Flay on how to make the ideal. I don't know.
No, I'm saying, man, though, literally, it's like, hey, this guy, this boxer, you don't punch that hard. So-and-so punches harder than you. Well, come on now. Everyone's tolerance is different. Like, we can't even get into details.
Yeah. So Kawhi was one of those guys. We're going to wrap up on this. Kawhi was one of those guys that was considered to be an old-school guy. Didn't need to go team up with anybody.
Kawhi is feared.
So how do you feel about the fact that if indeed he does what people are anticipating at this point, he goes and joins the Lakers? Does that do anything to shift the view of who he is?
It does nothing to Kawhi. It's different for Kawhi because he's clearly a man in his own world intentionally. Like that's just how he goes about his business.
Interesting. So because he has no social media response, because he's completely to himself, which is the exact opposite of Kevin Durant. How much is it that, and how much is it is that Kawhi Leonard went and won a championship?
He did.
Leading a team. Kevin Durant never did that.
He did that on his own. He got destroyed for sitting out when he was in San Antonio.
True.
And he's like, I'm going to do me.
Yeah.
He went to Toronto, lit it up, and right now everyone's like, Kawhi. He's doing Kawhi right now. He's doing me.
So interesting that.
And I think it'd be nothing because, once again, it's Kawhi being Kawhi. It's almost like watching the Red Sox in the early 2000s with like Manny Ramirez. It's like Manny's just being Manny. It is what it is. Like Manny was playing the game. During the game, he went into the Green Monster and took a leak. And everyone thought it was funny. It's like Manny's just being Manny. Yeah. Gronkowski can do whatever he wants. That's Gronk being Gronk.
By the way, did you see the photos of him?
What, him being thin right now?
Yes.
Kawhi's just being Kawhi.
If Gronk wanted to play again, could he put the weight back on? How long would it take him?
Take him 4 months.
Okay. But he could. I mean, this is a guy who worked out religiously, was in the weight room religiously, and then for 3 months, he hasn't been.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what I figured. All right. That we solved nothing, we resolved nothing, but hey, that's where we are in free agency right now. What's happening is happening, and we're dissecting.
Is Kawhi signing with LA, Lakers, yeah?
Man.
Wrong answer.
For me to say
you can end the podcast. Wrong answer.
What?
You can end the podcast. Wrong answer.
You think he's not?
I hope not. I have to dye my hair if he does.
Ooh, that's one more reason for me to think that to hope that it does happen. What color?
It's my choice. So I might just dye like a strand of hair.
Oh wow. Really? Yeah. That's a terrible that bet needed to be more defined.
They didn't define it, so therefore I'm going to do what the heck I want to do.
It sounds like that's the case. All right. That does it for this episode of Bucher and Blackman, subsidiary of Bucher and Friends, part of the United WeCast Network. Please rate the show, iTunes, wherever you get your podcasts. Rate the show. It's basically just hit the stars, however many stars you want to give us, and then screenshot that and send it to us at Bucher Friends. And leave a comment, a review. We would love to know what you think we can do better or how you feel about it. Keep in mind, next week we will start going to, for the rest of July and August, we will be going to 3 podcasts a week. We're going to dial it down just a little bit. But in the meantime, in our next podcast, we'll continue to survey the landscape when it comes to free agency. And I may have my man Jim Jackson come join me as a guest in the next podcast. And we'll talk about everything that we're seeing on the free agent market, everything that he's seeing, and maybe get into a little Big Three conversation as well, since he is doing broadcasts on CBS for that. In the meantime, as always, thanks for listening.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.